broadcasting using wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey technology. This is radio station WTAB. This is radio station WTAB, broadcasting on 1130 kilocycles from Fall River, Massachusetts. WTAB is owned and operated by the Fall River Daily Herald Publishing Company. This is Andreas Torvald Moe, inviting you to stay tuned now for a program of recorded music. Thank you.
the bathtub full, and sitting all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Never take a shower, no, it's an awful pain. Oh, singing in the shower like singing in the rain.
All this work to be a polish, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing.
You can yodel opera, even while you scrub, rub, rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Thank you.
said, and I left a broken hearted in the old New Hampshire village far away. Now the sunshine lingers there, and the roses bloom so fair in the wildwood where together.
Our friends, the Peerless Quartet, with My Old New Hampshire Home. This is radio station WTAB, broadcasting on 1130 kilocycles from Fall River, Massachusetts. Thank you.
This is Andreas Torvald Moe. We're broadcasting to you from Fall River, Massachusetts on 1,130 kilocycles. We would be happy to read your reports of receiving our station from wherever you are. Please send a postcard to our offices at the following address. Massachusetts. Please make sure to include your return address for correspondence. Our address again for your reception reports. Massachusetts. We now continue with a program of recorded music for your listening enjoyment.
This is a song about my grandfather, and them that doesn't want to listen, get out at loan, please, because it's only annoyance to me. Now then, lads. My grandfather's slough was a Waterbury watch. It could live 90 days without food, with a silk hat on its head and my father's Macintosh. It was dressed up like a Piccadilly dude. It was kept in the hall till the cupboard got too small, and we had no place the food for to stock. So the butter and the eggs and the little mutton legs, we kept them in my grandfather's clock. And the works of the clock through the butter melting in it sent the fingers flying round at 100 miles a minute. And Grandad with a sigh said, I haven't time to die, so I'll put it off until the clock's repaired. It was about the best thing that he could do, you know. Very sensible man was my grandfather. He always undressed himself before he got into bed. My grandfather's clock was my mother's perambulator. Round the park in it we used to ride. There was me and Treetle Tommy, Liza Ann and Justice Hawkins, screaming Ginny, and the twins all stuck inside. So Grandad, who was dead, changed his mind, got up instead, and the sight that he saw gave him a shock. For the man who brought the coal couldn't get it down the hole, so he slung it in my grandfather's clock. And we didn't need a shovel as the pendulum swung higher, for every time it swung it knocked some coal into the fire. And at 9 o'clock the crank used to chime a double blank, so Grandad had to knock, he couldn't go.
Thank you. down in the meadow when the shadows starting to fall. We used to meander in the meadow, it's the sweetest memory of all. I know if I had a million wishes, there'd be just one wish and I say, I want to meander in the meadow, be a kid for only a day.
Well, hello, listeners. This is Andreas Torvald Moe. You're listening to radio station WTAB, broadcasting on 1130 kilocycles from Fall River. As the station engineer and speaking for the management of WTAB, we would welcome your cards and letters. Please tell us how you are receiving us and where you are receiving us from, and any comments you may have about the programming. Please address your cards and letters to our business office. Massachusetts. Thank you, and we now return you to more programming from WTAB.
You're listening to WTAB. Take a tab of radio and trip backwards with us into the past.
On the last night of January 1914, in a wireless shack near Belmar, New Jersey, Armstrong demonstrated his receiver for the chief inspector of the Marconi Wireless Company. Signals from Ireland and Hawaii, San Francisco, and Nova Scotia all came through loud and clear. The chief inspector pronounced it the most remarkable receiving system in existence and recommended that the young inventor's discovery be licensed to his company. The inspector's name was David Sarnoff.
Telegraphy showed the general the way. Took infant radio and taught it to pay. And he began what is now our sin. That's why the gentleman is a champ. To radio, what Edison was to lamp. That's why the gentleman is a champ.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget. David Sarnoff looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions. David Sarnoff was so thoroughly American. No fiction celebrating the American dream could begin to approach his life.
Station EAQ, Madrid.
Unlike DeForest and Armstrong, he was not an inventor. He was more than any man of his time, a corporate executive who understood the meaning and the impact of science upon the future of the country. No one has ever started from a lower plane of life and gone further, in my judgment, than Sarnoff did. He reached this country when he was 9 years old, an immigrant boy, didn't speak a word of English, and in 30 years, He was president of one of the most powerful companies in America, RCA.
Here we go on another adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
When I was a kid, somebody on the block said, have you heard, there's a thing called radio, and you hear things through the air? And I said, I listened to this with incredulity. How could that be? And he said, Harold Merchant down the block has a crystal set. Come.
There's a great sensational market today, we know. Everyone is talking and fooling with radio. It's a wireless telephone. I just bought one of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt.
Radio made America a land of listeners.
Sounds like wildcat hisses, but it's boys and misses making silly wishes.
It entertained and educated, angered and delighted Americans of every kind and age and class.
Something in my ear is traveling men and females, lords and wives and females.
It taught them new ways to dance and talk and think. It brought the world into their living rooms and sold them things they hadn't known they wanted.
I am the Edison Phonograph.
When we listen to singing and sound like that, we forget all about the early days of the radio. But the start of the great American broadcast deals with a time when radio was young. Chuck, played by Jack Oakey, is an amateur who has great faith in the future of radio. Let's listen in on a scene from the picture in which he tries to interest Rix Martin, played by John Payne.
Come over here, I'll show you a transmitter. Look at that. I got through to a guy in Passaic, New Jersey last night. I don't mean code either, it was the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us guys around the country, amateurs, you know. We just get a kick out of listening to one another.
Like kid stuff to me.
She had stuffed my eye. You like to listen to a phonograph, don't you?
Well, it's not too loud.
Well, that's just a machine, but when you throw a human voice on over the air, boy, you got something.
What's the difference? You can't see who's doing it.
What's the difference? Come with me, I'll show you what the difference is. Come here.
Now for Chuck's big demonstration. Rix listens while Chuck sings one of the favorite memory songs of that day. Give my regards to Broadway.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the gang at Park is such a street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I yearn to make up with the old time.
Why, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, we're 10 million strong. Why, goodbye, sweethearts, wives and mothers, it won't take us long. Why, don't you worry, we'll be there, it's for you we're fighting too. So, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, we're gonna send our best to you. Why, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, why, we're 10 million strong. Why, goodbye, sweethearts, wives and mothers, it won't take us long. Why, don't you worry, we'll be there, it's for you we're fighting too. So, goodbye, Broadway, hello, friends, we're gonna send our best to you.
Good hello, listeners. We trust that your tab is now completely dissolved in the currents of your time stream. I'm Dr. Jacques Cocteau, and I'm not actually here. This is just a recording of my voice that I have made in the past, now being played back to you in your present, which is my future. Because radio waves travel at the speed of light, all radio operators, whether transmitting or receiving, are actually time travelers. On WTAB, our engineers have reversed the flow of electrons in time and its relative dimensions in space so that we may voyage back over 100 years ago into the primordial era of 1920s broadcasting. Thanks for tripping with us back into the archives. We hope you enjoy this massage by the medium of radio.
Make the world better for alien in your brain. That race that was much
earlier than this place where you were back in the control of our comic book. Do you remember the old time band?
We'll give you the state vote in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is received. Please drop us a card, address station KDKA, Westinghouse, East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But it was not long before everyone seemed to be going into broadcasting.
This is station WCAP, Washington.
University, newspapers, banks, department stores.
WJAR, Providence. WNAC, Boston.
In Davenport, Iowa, the Palmer School of Chiropractic had a station. So did the John Fink Jewelry Company of Fort Smith, Arkansas. And in Milford, Kansas, over station KFKB, Kansas folks know best, Dr. John Romulus Brinkley lectured three times a day on the aphrodisiac powers of implanted goat glands.
A good love story is always tender and beautiful, but really to warm the cockles of the heart, it should have at least a hint of the unbelievable.
Folks, I have found myself a brand new honey, bright and sunny, don't care for money.
I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance sung by Mr. Arthur Collins, Edison Record, 1905. Now the beat that struck this town, it has turned me upside down. When the band begins to play, I stop dancing right away. Many things are out of date, Taj Mahal has lost its gate. But the two-step dancing round the place can't make my feet behave. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Let's go into a trance. And take most than a chance. Round and round and round I go. I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm this and when I do that two-step dance. Oh, ah, ha, 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 ha. On the floor you gaily glide as you hip from side to side. When they bang the big bass drum, it's a cinch you're going some. It may be against your will, but you really can't keep still. For you got no chance, it makes you prance to do that two-step dance. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. I go into a trance and take most than a chance. Round and round and round I go. I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance.
Between May and December of 1923, RCA's WJZ in New York offered 340 soprano recitals and 98 baritone solos, 6 baseball games, 5 boxing matches, 67 church services, 7 football games, 10 harmonica solos, 74 organ concerts, 40 plays, 723 talks and lectures, and 205 bedtime stories. Radio ate up material faster than it could be produced. One desperate announcer just stuck his microphone out the studio window and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the sounds of New York City."
And now, kiddies, just like back in those days of yore, the whole family can once again huddle around that beautiful mahogany cabinet, slowly turn that great heavy dial, and stare blankly at the speaker as in your mind vague forms begin to shape themselves.
And this is Andreas Torvald Moe. You're listening to the radio time machine of WTAB, broadcasting from Fall River, Massachusetts. Your letters, cards of comment, and reception reports would be much welcomed. Please address all correspondence to WTAB. Massachusetts. We now continue with more recordings from our studio.
The crude-looking instrument, but one that was destined to develop the modern miracles of radio. Marconi amazed the world by sending and receiving wireless messages 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Since its invention, wireless has saved numberless ships and human lives from ocean disaster. Mankind can never forget its debt to Guglielmo Marconi.
On Deck Pete presents Oldies But Goodies.
He made nine. Thank you. be it to hurt.
Give me more, play that thing on the old banjo. All the young girls begin to sing, some of them begin to shake that thing, some of them throw themselves on the floor, shouting, Uncle Joe, give me more. A fella and his lover came in that night, himself and Uncle Joe nearly fight. For when he tell his lover, come go, she says, look, I'm waiting for Uncle Joe. That night Uncle Joe was so vexed, coming here I really regret. First the young girl shake up the thing, cause me to bust up my banjo string. Just tell me what you intend to do. Don't you know I'm engaged to you? I don't want to see nor to know. I'm not that loving up Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, boy, you come in time. Who did he now make up his mind? Tell the world I am going to whine from 8 o'clock until 9:30. A school teacher was there that day. This is what I can bung to say. She took a drink and she break away and shake that thing for 30 minutes. Singer Uncle Joe, please meet with Barry Barrow and Mr. Cyril Monroe. Play that thing with the old banjo.
No matter what went out over the air, people were fascinated by radio and they listened.
It's hard to believe that you could pick something out of the air.
Thank you.